You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
All right, ready for 127?
Yeah.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai!
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 Hey, where's the meat?
I don't think there's anybody back there.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Exit to each other. And party on, dudes!
This is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am Dave. Online, I've got Scott.
Hello.
And what we're doing is we are going through our essential movies for the 1980s as put out by RottenTomatoes.com. And we are on number 127. And this is the wonderful movie put out by the absolute great talent Prince called Purple Rain. I just remember this being so, I want to say controversial because of the, you know, how close to just being naughty Prince always was.
Close to?
Okay, all right. Well, he always was. and it's like one of those things that, you know, as a kid, you probably shouldn't have seen it. I mean, this was released in 84. I would have been 13 when this was released. I don't think I saw it in the theater, but I know that I saw it shortly after. And maybe I shouldn't have. I mean, this thing was, His Royal Badness. I remember loving his music, and of course it was something that, you know, you had to see.
Prince in his first motion picture. Before he created the music, he lived every bit of it. Too much for the one thing that meant everything. His music. Prince. The story. The struggle. The movie. Purple Rain.
So Purple Rain, was that something that was in your wheelhouse?
Actually, it was. And it's, I have very vivid memories of who I was hanging out with at the time for this.
Okay.
This guy Chuck and a buddy of mine, Jim. And somehow, I don't know, like, I think I believe we heard the album before we went and saw the movie. And we were all about, like, the harder rock scene at the time. But the guitar solo on Let's Go Crazy
right.
at the end, we're like, wow, this guy can freaking tear it up. You know, he's really just – he's jamming on the guitar, and you knew it was Prince playing the guitar. And so we started getting into Prince. We're a bunch of metalheads, and we're, like, starting to get into that Prince. It was really – it was bizarre. And plus, he's, you know, like you said, borderline.
Well, okay. It wasn't borderline.
He was a very sexual dude, you know. Yeah. And he was always with the, you know, the very attractive women. And, like, Apollonia in this was, you know, very, very hot. But I remember we were listening to the album. We're like, okay, this is cool, you know. So we went and saw the movie, and we're like, wow, this was a really cool movie. Like, it's an interesting story, and you get the, you know, his performances, which he's just amazing. Performer he was, and it's sad that he, you know, went way too early, like so many people in that industry. It's really bizarre. So anyway, yeah, I love this movie, love the soundtrack, everything about it.
Yeah, I remember there was considerable backstory going on where there was, you know, he was a in a troubled household, like, you know,
yes.
Abusive father and mm-hmm. Even a mother that was, you know, somewhat abusive. So I remember that was kind of the backstory of mm-hmm. him. And I think he was just referred to as the kid, if I remember right.
That is true.
Yeah. And then I remember there was, like, struggle with him and his band. And then the Morris Day was kind of, like, helping...
Which is funny.
Yeah.
Because Morris Day in the time was one of the people that he discovered and produced.
Right, right.
and wrote a lot of his music, from what I understand. I can't be, you know, 100% on that, but I've heard things that he wrote and did a lot of the stuff for Morris Day. Which in the movie it's, you know, it's kind of reversed, where Morris Day is the big time guy. And Prince is just coming onto the scene, and he's, you know, he's always the opener.
Right.
So they make fun of him. I always remember the line when Morris Day is walking past their dressing room after they got off stage, after Prince got off stage. Let's go crazy. You know, he's like joking. He's like totally taunting him. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Even though this isn't, like, related to the movie, I just keep, you know, I had my phase where I was really into Kevin Smith, and he was talking about his encounter with Prince, where, and he's got, like, a few Q&A DVDs that he's released, and mm-hmm. I want to say this is on the first Q&A DVD that he released, where he was going to different colleges and doing... What essentially it is when you book Kevin Smith, you set up microphones in the audience, and then somebody comes up asking a question, and then he'll talk for a good 20, 30 minutes just on that one question.
Wow.
And so it's a lot of interesting content, because he talks about his, you know, his experiences within the industry that he's in, being a filmmaker, mm-hmm. And the different people that he interacts with. And there was this story that he was telling where he got contacted by Prince. Well, he reached out to Prince because he wanted to use one of his songs in one of their movies. Prince denied it, but then he said, while I'm talking to you, I want you to come out and film something for me. And so he brought Kevin out to do this documentary of sorts. And then so Kevin goes into this big long story talking about his interactions with Prince, and it was like Prince, you know, was so into just being the persona that is Prince that, you know, he had his kind of his own view of the world, if you know, because the way Kevin puts it, he says, you know, like his assistant told him, like, you know, Prince would come out and 2 o'clock in the morning and say, "It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I need a kangaroo." And, you know, it was something that was just so off the wall and weird. And it was like he wasn't being a jerk about it. It was just that he, at that time, needed something like that, you know, for some creative process. So he was always creating. And I guess that he had always done up things where they did full on videos and they have a vault of stuff that never got released. You know, videos that they made up that Prince, you know, made sure that it had his stamp of approval on the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, you know, made all these videos and all this stuff that I'll never see the light of day because it's in the vault. And, you know, his, I have no idea what's going to happen with all this stuff, but I figure someday, you know, maybe somebody will get access to it and be able to start putting that stuff out. It'd be interesting to see that, but it's just to think that, you know, back in the 80s, I think he was playing more into the game of, you know, putting content out and, you know, making things accessible, making a movie, you know, making himself accessible, but then he started to kind of become introverted about it, where it was just kind of his creativity process, and it was like, you know, I'm going to do this, and maybe you'll see it, maybe you won't. I don't know. I don't care. And he could, because he's Prince.
Yeah. I always liked him. And then, you know, once we discovered, like, the Purple Rain stuff, I think we knew about it in 1999, or not in 1999, but from the song 1999, you kind of, that was his early beginnings before Purple Rain came out.
Right.
And that album was good too, but we really didn't discover a lot of his stuff until after we saw the movie. And we're like, wow, he's really kind of cool. We like his style. And I started going back to his earlier albums, which he did some really amazing stuff earlier in his career too.
Oh, did he?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a couple of good albums out there that are really neat. Really fun to listen to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked Raspberry Beret. That was always a favorite of mine.
See, I could not stand that song.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Hated it. Huh. Chrissy loves that song. I hate that song. I don't know. Like, that's one of the 80s songs that I just despise it. Like, I hear the first few notes, I'm like, no, and I hit the next station.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, passionate about dislike of that song. I don't know what it was. That's like, I like all his other stuff, but man, woof. Raspberry Beret, I don't know. It just spun me the wrong way. I don't know what it was.
Well, it seems to me that we had this conversation recently about Sinead O'Connor.
Sinbad O'Connor, yeah.
Yeah, and now it's reversed, where I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm going to be defending, you know.
Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell? What are you talking about? That's a great song. But I get it. You know, obviously there are certain things that just strike a chord with people. And, you know, I think music is very love-hate. You know, there's really...
Dude, it's very personal.
Yeah.
Like, music is very, very personal. Like, there are certain songs that are in my playlist that I know that I don't play around other people. You know what I mean? Like, not because I'm embarrassed, but I just know that they're not going to get it.
Okay.
Okay. That I can totally get into, and I just love them. I can't even give you examples because you'll never understand.
Fish heads.
No, not fish heads.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads.
No, this is more like a Judas Priest album that's like so underground, nobody really knows about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stuff like that.
I gotcha.
Anyway, really loved a lot of his earlier stuff too. So, but Raspberry Beret was no good, not good at all.
When's the last time you saw?
Oh, hey.
What's the last time you saw Purple Rain?
It's been a long time.
Me too.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Did I never told you I accidentally saw Prince perform live.
You accidentally saw Prince perform live. How does someone accidentally see Prince?
So, Chrissy and I had moved back to the Chicago area from where we were living in California for a couple years. And we had moved back to Chicago. I think that's how it went. Maybe we were living there when this happened. We went to the Jay Leno show. And it was Mel Gibson, who was on the show, and Prince performed on the show. And he had to do a couple of takes because he had some sound issues going on. So it was, it's back in, had to be between 95 and 98, somewhere. I can't remember exactly when it was. So we didn't know that Prince was going to be on there. We had no idea who the guest was going to be. I'd have to ask Chrissy. She would remember more. But we just went just because we were going to go see the Jay Leno show. We just wanted to be sit in an audience for one time. And so we went with my stepsister at the time.
That's cool.
Yeah. And we're standing in line waiting to get, we had already got our tickets ahead of time or whatever. And I don't remember if they said who was on the guest list for the tickets. But we're waiting in line and these people behind us, they brought a Prince album with them to have it signed or something, or a CD. I can't remember if it was an album or CD. But they brought something along just in case they were able to meet him. We're like, oh wow, we're gonna see Prince tonight too. Cool. Or today. Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
That is very awesome.
You don't remember
who you saw? I mean, outside of Prince, was there, do you remember the guests?
I think it was Mel Gibson.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was Mel Gibson. And we had lunch at one of the last Bob's Big Boys in the Hollywood area.
Nice.
Up there. Yeah. We have pictures of us standing with the Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, of course. You should do that. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know why that's just it's iconic of that era, of back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Bob Big Boy. Yeah. I wonder if there's any more, if they ever reopened any. Be interesting to look up.
I'd be curious if anybody has a Bob's Big Boy just kind of sitting in their yard, like one of those, like the statues.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to find out.
Dude, that would be freaking awesome. That would be a great backyard. I don't think I could pull off a front yard thing.
Great
corner of the backyard that would just be standing out there, the Bob's Big Boy holding up that platter.
I don't know. I think
I might have a little speaker on it, like when you do the drive through.
I almost think it'd be fun to have it in the front yard just to be able to say, hey, when you get to the Big Boy, you're at my house.
Dude, that'd be a great landmark.
Yeah, when you get there, you know you're there.
Oh, jeez. This is funny.
All right, so...
So, Purple Rain. Purple Rain. How about that Purple Rain? Yeah. How about that Prince character?
I think we talked about the movie good enough, so...
We definitely went over the normal 12 or 15 minutes, I think.
Yeah, we did.
It's okay. It's a great movie, though. I love this movie. It's one of... It definitely has it holds a lot of memories for me.
So it's definitely one that should be on the essential movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Should totally be on this essential 80s list.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we just want to remind everybody to go to our website, Banzai Retro Club, BANZAI, and check out our links to social media, follow us, do all that kind of good jazz. And, also, be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Goodbye.
Purple rain.
Wait, you're not going to sing Darling Nikki for us?
Oh, yeah. No, Darling Nikki. That's a good one. Met a girl named Nikki. She was masturbating to a magazine.
Oh, nice. You remember partial lyrics. That's awesome.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 All right, so next time up, we are going to be talking about Animated Dinosaurs, directed by Don Bluth.
I'm sorry, what?
Animated Dinosaurs, directed by Don Bluth.
God, Land Before Time.
Well, I'm glad that you got the clue.